to the Tyler House Hunter Show with the Burks team on 97.5 FM KTBB and KTBB.com.
Good morning, East Texas. Welcome to the Tyler House Hunter Show. We are the Burks team of REMAX professionals talking about real estate every Saturday morning, buying, selling, investing, or helping you manage your real estate. You can give us a call live on the air if you have any questions or comments, 903-593-5822. Well, today it's hosted by myself, Rebecca Burks, and co-hosted with Zach Burks. Welcome, Zach.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Thank you for joining me today as we talk about real estate and what's going on in our local market. And you are listing properties like crazy, and it's been I saw you just for a little bit yesterday because I think you were between appointments. It's exciting times for people that are putting their house on the market and buyers having a little bit more choices out there. But we always start our show with what's going on in our local market. And today we're going to kind of compare what's been happening in the last few years.
So if we look back to 2020, about when all the COVID craziness was going on in the real estate market and everybody decided they didn't like their house and they wanted a different house and everybody was getting 2.5% interest rates. We saw a lot of change over the market. We've noticed the past couple of years that that change has really slowed down, if not started to reverse a little bit. So we're going to go back 5 years and take a look at what has happened in our market. So if we look back to this time in 2020, there were 1,511 home sales during this period.
And I want to say that's from January till April 24th. I did 2 days difference because they only input them into the MLS on Monday through Friday. So this is given a snapshot of the first part of the year.
So over that period of the year, we saw that go slightly up in 2021 up to 1560, and then 2022 when the market was at its craziest, 1832 home sales, and then that has slowly declined since then. So we went to 1441, 1407, down to this year's 1377 home sales.
So if you ask a real estate agent how's sales going, well, compared to 2022, 450 less homes have sold, and that's on the list side and the buy side. So that's 900 transactions less for real estate. And this is the Greater Tyler Multiple Listing Service where I pulled the information. So yes, fewer homes have sold compared to our craziness in 2022. But compared to 5 years ago, we are down a little bit, but not the crazy numbers, about 150.
Now, on the average sales price, we saw the biggest gains in those first 2 years from 2020 to 2022. We went up from $225,000 up to $267,000, and then in 2022 up to $304,000, and then $312,000 in 2023, up to $331,000 in 2024, and then the first decline down to $326,800 this year. So we saw a decline over the last year in prices slightly, about $5,000 in the average sales price.
And if we look at the median, it is really a big difference from 2020. $195,000 was our median sales price, and now we're at $272,500. That's a big increase. If you look from last year, we were up to $280,000 as our median. So we're down a little bit, not a huge decline compared to the increase that's happened since 2020.
Yeah, if you've owned your house since 2020 and you're discouraged by the sounds that it's declined in the last year, I mean, you just look back over the past few years and see how much money you've made. Now, the average days on market we saw as the market got crazy in 2020, we went from 70 days down to 56 days, 38 days, and then we started seeing the increase back after the interest rates rose. So from 2022 to 2023, we went back up to 55 days and then 68 days, and then this year, 82 days is the average time it takes to sell a home.
Yes, and then the median on that, the same thing. It's about 20 days longer than 5 years ago. We're about almost 3 weeks longer to sell your home, but it did go crazy. 2022 was when it was 15 days in the market, and the only reason it was that long is because there were multiple offers, and we were trying to sort out either 5 to 10 offers on a property, which one was best for the seller, giving time for all the buyers to bring in their offers, made the days go all the way up to 15. And now we are at 49, which is a little different. And compared to other states, Texas does extremely well when things like this happen. We hold our prices and have a good economy here in Texas. And I think we're proud to live in a state that does well during all this craziness that's happening. In Texas, if we look at the ranking on affordability, Texas is up there. I mean, we do well on affordability, even though compared to other states, I think we got an A-, but there was a few states that even got in the A category. So no one made A+. So we should be proud that we made it in the A's. But you can see the affordability difference here in Texas in 5 years, in East Texas, how much housing has gone up.
Yes, and we can also see that the growth in Texas is helping keep our homes affordable. So Texas accounted for 15.3% of the national residential construction permits last year, and it only houses 9.2% of the population. So keeping up with the construction and the demands of people moving to Texas is really important in keeping inventory levels sustainable and keeping our prices from not everybody having to spend $1 million on a house to be able to afford it.
Yes, well, when we look at affordability, there are several places. Texas got A-, but South Carolina got an A, Iowa A-, and then we get into other places that got B's but didn't flunk. Indiana, North Carolina, South Dakota, Nebraska, Arkansas, close by, Georgia, Minnesota, and so those are the 10 best states for home building and affordability. So Texas is leading the way on affordability and home building. That's helping. So good for us in Texas.
Let me take a guess. I haven't even looked at this article that you're looking at. I'm going to assume California was the worst.
They got an F. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's 7 states that got an F. You're right. You want to guess any of the other ones?
I'm going to guess California, Hawaii, New York. I would go Northeast, like New Hampshire, Washington, Oregon.
Kentucky, California, Hawaii, New York. You guessed most of those. Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Yes, generally speaking, home affordability is very poor. They actually got an F. Just inadequate residential construction to keep up with the demand. And a lot of times it's the states that have all the regulations to build is the ones that are having a hard time getting the new construction built and helping their state.
And I just want to say, I mean, I think we're very blessed to be here. We see it every day that people are moving here from these areas that got Fs because it's so difficult to build a house or to remodel their house, and it makes things so unsustainable and so unaffordable that they are fleeing these states that got F so they can move here where things can be done easier. There's more freedom, taxes are lower, and that just is appealing to these buyers that are coming from other states.
Yes, well, we need to go to our first break. You're listening to the Tyler House Hunter Show. Give us a call if you have any comments or questions. 903-593-5822. We'll be back after these messages.
This is the Tyler House Hunter Show on 97.5 KTBB-FM and KTBB.com.
your friend Sean Hannity here. You know, the current real estate market is creating more unique situations than ever before. And as an active investor myself, I have personally found that working with real estate agents that have real-time experience and offer a variety of solutions and options has never been more important. That's why right here in your area, I recommend that you talk to the Berks team of RE/MAX professionals. They have helped many families right here in your area turn complicated situations into solutions. An immediate cash offer is not your only option. The Berks team can provide a list of options and have a plan before your home is even on the market. They can also tell you what your home is worth in seconds right online when you go to TylerHouseHunters.com or LongviewHouseHunters.com. Now, these are just a couple of options, and trust me, you owe it to yourself to talk with the Berks team. Go online at TylerHouseHunters.com or LongviewHouseHunters.com, or just Google the Berks team and get the options that are right for you.
Inflation, inflation, inflation. It's affecting even insurance rates. They have skyrocketed this past year, with some companies taking 3 rate increases in just this year alone. This is Jim Tolman. I've been an agent 35 years. Before you pay that insurance bill, call our agency, 509-1300, and we'll shop companies that you know, such as Travelers, Allstate, Progressive, Germania, and many more. JimTolmanInsurance.com. Jim Tolman Insurance, we're saving you money is our number one goal.
The first step in home ownership is to talk with a lender. Let Jason Yerdy at Azalea Mortgage be that resource. Azalea Mortgage is offering free pre-approvals. After hours and weekend appointments are available. There's also the ease and convenience of an online application at azaleamortgage.com. That's azaleamortgage.com. Just click the Apply Now button to begin the quick turnaround process. Call or text Jason Yerdy at 903-520-1697. NMLS number 699778 and 259-1599.
In today's economy, many are considering investing in real estate to build wealth, but have no idea where to start. That's where Crosspoint Management Group comes in. Whether you're a homeowner thinking of renting for the first time or a seasoned investor with multiple rental properties, Crosspoint is your source for leasing and managing your property. Every potential tenant is given a rigorous background check, assuring your property is only leased to the highest quality tenants. Crosspoint also makes sure your property complies with the latest legal requirements, reducing your liability. All the hassle of management is handled by Crosspoint, from maintenance to repairs to detailed monthly financial statements. With over 30 years of residential real estate management experience, the staff of Crosspoint Management Group have the know-how to handle your leasing and management needs. Visit them online at crosspointgroup.com. Voted number one property management company in back-to-back years by Locals Love Us, Crosspoint can take the worry out of property ownership. Visit crosspointgroup.com.
Are you afraid of a bug invasion? It's that time of year when termites, fleas, roaches, ants, and yes, bed bugs can strike. Make sure that you are bug-free the entire summer. Turn to the pros at East Texas Pest Control. They've been getting rid of bugs for decades. East Texas Pest Control can take care of your bug problem permanently. Give them a call at 903-729-0831, 903-729-0831, and be bug-free forever.
Storm damage, debris on your roof, leaves clogging up your gutters? Call R&S Roofing for a free inspection of those potential roofing problems. R&S Roofing is now offering a $100 a year roof maintenance program that'll cover 2 yearly maintenance cleanings and repairs for your roof and gutters. The experienced staff at R&S has been in the roofing and construction business for over 20 years, and they know how to do things the right way. Call them today at 903-630-5008. That's 903-630-5008. R&S Roofing, installing trust daily.
This is the Tyler House Hunter Show on 97.5 KTBB-FM and KTBB.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Tyler House Hunters Radio Show. We are the Berks team at RE/MAX Professionals today with Zach and Rebecca Berks. We are live today. You can call us at 593-5822. Or if you'd like to talk to an agent and not be on the radio, you can call our office at 903-561-2600. We do have agents standing by right now. They'd be happy to discuss buying, selling, or investing in real estate with you. It's no cost to you to talk with them and ask questions. Again, that number is 903-561-2600.
Well, Zach, it's no news to you, but we'll tell our audience. People are staying in their house longer, and that's usually not what real estate agents want to hear. We like people to move around, but We totally understand why people are staying in their house longer. Back in 1985 to 2008, it was 6 years was the average that people would decide to move and find another house. And from 2009 to last year, the 10-year is 9.25 years. So big difference when people are staying in their house longer. And we see a little bit of our numbers on our sales dip down a little bit. And that's one of the reasons people are staying in their houses longer. The other reason, of course, you do the listing side on our team. And a lot of people, the current interest rate at their current house, it's hard to give that up.
Well, when we look at the comparison between what their monthly payment will be on a new house with a 6.5% interest rate versus what they have at 2.5% or 3.5%, a lot of homeowners will say, well, I may decide to stay. Now, that can be overcome by a lot of people settled on a house during COVID just because they couldn't find what they wanted for. So they settled on something lesser, and then they'll say, I'll upgrade later. And now they most likely did very well on their house if they bought it in that 2020 to 2022, and they have plenty of equity that they could put down on another house and keep their monthly payments lower. So we look at that in that first consultation when you're thinking about selling, especially if it's something where it's a kind of a voluntary move. You just want to sell because you want to find a different house from what you have, not necessarily a job change or something like that.
When you're talking about how much money they have in the house, if they bought 5 years ago, they might be looking at equity, which is the difference between what they owe and how much it's worth today. Might be $100,000. So you're saying take that $100,000 that could offset the higher interest rate on what they're having to pay on the new house. And so that's why it's so important to have a consultation, not just go out and start looking at houses and then find out what your new payment's going to be. And then you say, well, I don't want that payment. We need to see how much you'd be getting out of your house if you're going to apply that to your new house, or is that something you're wanting to take that money out and pay off debt and then go buy a new house? We need to calculate those payments in the new house. Make sure this is a plan that you want to do in, before you just start looking and
yes,
wasting time.
And another reason we're seeing, too, is there's still not a huge amount of inventory. That is starting to change, but over the past couple of years, the inventory levels have been low. So if we have sellers come into our office and they say, well, I want to sell, but I don't see anything that I want to buy. And so if they are looking on the market and they don't see a house that they're interested in, that's hard to say, let's put our house on the market and not know where we're going. And not necessarily that you have to have a house picked out already, but you'd like to know that there are at least several options that would work for you. So if you did get an offer on your house, that you have places to go. Now that's starting to change. So that's something that we sit down. We have one of our buyer's agents meet with the seller, show them what's out there in their price range. So that way they can make that decision.
Now, another option to keep your interest rate, that maybe it's 2.5%, 3.5%, some of those crazy numbers I don't know if we'll ever see again, but is to keep your house as an investment property with those low payments and rent that out. So are you seeing people look at that as a possible option if they have a smaller house? Now, if they have a 4,000 square foot house, that's probably not the best option for you. But if you have your starter home and now you can rent that out.
Some sellers are. It's also really tempting, though, if they have one of those low interest rates. We just talked about that their home value on average has gone up $100,000 over the last 5 years. So when they see that net sheet that I type up for them and it says like $120,000 is what they're going to get once they sell their house, that's hard to say no to as well. Mm-hmm. When you just have in most cases, tax-free $120,000 come into your bank account versus the monthly income of $1,800 a month coming in. A lot of people are saying, I might take the $120 right now and put that into something else. So, but we do, and we're starting to see that some homeowners, especially if they bought like a new construction a year ago, and then they find themselves in a situation where they really need to sell, but they didn't put any money down, and they finance closing costs, and they lumped everything onto their loan, is that the home values haven't gone up in the last year. So we're seeing in some cases they've gone down slightly. So We're seeing those homeowners be in negative equity situations, which means they owe more than what their house is worth after selling it. So we're suggesting that maybe they look at leasing it so that they can have a tenant paying off that mortgage for them, let homes appreciate, or let their home appreciate a little bit more, so that way they can sell it in a couple of years.
Yes, and that's happened in the past before, when people have found themselves in the negative equity situation like you talked about. That happened a lot in the 80s. That's how we started with investment properties, is we couldn't sell our house because we bought a new house and needed to move shortly, a couple of years after, and didn't have built up equity, and the prices started dropping in the 80s. So we couldn't even rent it for the payment, but eventually the tenant paid that house off for us, because every month we were adding another 175 the first year, next year 150 to 100, to where we started making money on the house. But all along, the house value was going back up, the tenants were paying the note, and we ended up with a house. So even if you're a little bit negative on a house payment versus a rental, you're buying a house. Say you're upside down $100, you're buying a house for $100 a month that eventually will be paid for. If you're young and you're ready to retire, in 30 years that house will be paid for, whatever's left on your mortgage. So it's not a terrible thing. It's just not a good time to sell, possibly, and bring a bunch of money to closing if you don't have it.
Another reason we're seeing why people are staying in their houses longer is lifestyle changes with COVID shifting priorities. And when we were in the COVID years, we had it felt like probably 60% of our buyers were coming from other states, because those states were where they were working to make a lot of money, and the companies they were working for, say in California, for instance, said you can go work from home indefinitely, and they're making at that company $200,000, and they live in a $1.2 million house, and they're saying, well, why do I need this $1.2 million house here? I could go buy a $250,000 house in Tyler, Texas, sell that house, and I'm still making $200,000 in Tyler, Texas, which goes a lot further. And so those, but what we saw with that is that now all of those homeowners are remote work, so they may be more invested in their house. They've got it set up. They've got their offices set up. They spend 90% of their day at their house, and it's something that's going to be hard for them to replace. Looking for a house that meets their criteria that they're looking for. And they've just come accustomed to what they know in their house. And so we're seeing those homeowners may want to stay a little bit longer. Another reason here, too, I'm reading, and this is, I see this fairly often, is baby boomers that are aging, not really wanting to go into retirement communities, maybe deciding to live out their days at their home, doing at-home nursing, things like that. We do have some baby boomers that are selling to go into the retirement communities, but for the most part, there are a lot of neighborhoods that have been built that are designed around 55 plus. So they're wanting to stay put. Maybe they bought that house when they were 60, and now they're 75, and they're fine where they're at. They really don't need to move to a retirement center like you would normally see.
Yes, we do have some great communities in Tyler. And once you make the bonds and friendship with your neighbors and you have that great connection, it's hard to give all that up and move away. So we do have more that are aging in place, as they call it. But that's great, too, for the most part. People are staying longer in their houses. Well, we need to go to a news break. You're listening to the Tyler House Hunters Show. We are the Berks team of RE/MAX Professionals.
This is the Tyler House Hunters Show on 97.5 KTBB-FM and KTBB.com.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. Funeral services in Rome earlier today for Pope Francis.
Stretching far into the distance, 250,000 came to say goodbye. Presidents, princes, clergy, and congregation.
Nella quale Papa Francesco tante volte.
The homily by Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re prompted waves of applause. The late Pope's message summed up as build bridges, not walls.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in Rome, the Pope passing away last Monday at the age of 88. One of the late Jeffrey Epstein's most vocal accusers has died.
Virginia Giuffre, who accused Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew of sexually abusing her as an underage teen, died by suicide Friday on her farm in Western Australia. Her family says she died after being a lifelong victim of sexual abuse and sex trafficking.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you frustrated because you're trying to sell your home, but all you're getting are excuses? Sean Hannity here to tell you about a great team of great Americans right there in your backyard. They can guarantee to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or will have it bought for cash. I'm talking about the Berks team of RE/MAX professionals. Now, they're a sharp team of real estate experts who service the entire Tyler Longview area and consistently leverage the highest price on hundreds of homes every single year. Now, I've talked to a lot of agents and invested millions of dollars into real estate, so believe me, I know one mistake can mean losing a lot of money. The Berks team spend thousands of dollars every month and create demand for your home, which makes it sell faster and for more money. I've met the Berks and know why thousands of happy Tyler Longview area homeowners, well, they trust the Berks team. If you need to sell a home in East Texas, take my advice and call the Berks team. Go online at TylerHouseHunters.com or LongviewHouseHunters.com, or just Google the Berks team.
Storm damage, debris on your roof, leaves clogging up your gutters? Call R&S Roofing for a free inspection of those potential roofing problems. R&S Roofing is now offering a $100 a year roof maintenance program that'll cover two yearly maintenance cleanings and repairs for your roof and gutters. The experienced staff at R&S has been in the roofing and construction business for over 20 years, and they know how to do things the right way. Call them today at 903-630-5008. That's 903-630-5008. R&S Roofing, installing trust daily. In today's economy, many are considering investing in real estate to build wealth, but have no idea where to start. That's where Crosspoint Management Group comes in. Whether you're a homeowner thinking of renting for the first time or a seasoned investor with multiple rental properties, Crosspoint is your source for leasing and managing your property. Every potential tenant is given a rigorous background check, assuring your property is only leased to the highest quality tenants. Crosspoint also makes sure your property complies with the latest legal requirements, reducing your liability. All the hassle of management is handled by Crosspoint, from maintenance to repairs to detailed monthly financial statements. With over 30 years of residential real estate management experience, the staff of Crosspoint Management Group have the know-how to handle your leasing and management needs. Visit them online at crosspointgroup.com. Voted number one property management company in back-to-back years by Locals Love Us, Crosspoint can take the worry out of property ownership. Visit crosspointgroup.com.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Call Robert Duncan today at 903-596-0690 to see if you qualify to save 40% on your auto insurance.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Have you received a mortgage quote with a payment or interest rate higher than you expected? Get a free, no-obligation second opinion to make sure you're receiving the best rate for your specific situation. Azalea Mortgage makes it easy and convenient. You can apply for a mortgage online anytime, day or night, at azaleamortgage.com. Azalea Mortgage serves the local area as well as all of Texas. Call or text Jason Yurdie at Azalea Mortgage today, 903-520-1697, NMLS number 699778 and 259-1599.
Inflation. It's affecting even insurance rates. They have skyrocketed this past year, with some companies taking 3 rate increases in just this year alone. This is Jim Tolman. I've been an agent 35 years. Before you pay that insurance bill, call our agency, 509-1300, and we'll shop companies that you know, such as Travelers, Allstate, Progressive, Germania, and many more. JimTolmanInsurance.com. Jim Tolman Insurance, where saving you money is our number one goal.
This is the Tyler House Hunter Show on 97.5 KTBB FM, KTBB.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Tyler House Hunter Show. We are the Berks team of RE/MAX professionals. We also have Crosspoint Management Group. If you're out there and you're looking for a new place to move to rent, We have several available now and some that are, will be coming soon. You can see pictures online at crosspointgroup.com. If you're an investor, we offer free consultations. You can give us a call, 903-705-6587. We'd love to help you and show you what we can do to make your life easier with owning investment properties where you do not have to manage the property. Well, Zach, you are our listing agent on our team. You talk with a lot of sellers, advise them, market analysis, that you have interviews with sellers. What are some good questions that you feel like some sellers have asked you? You thought, man, they're doing their due diligence. They're maybe interviewing. That's some good questions that they're asking.
Questions if they're interviewing that I like to hear is what are your days on market compared to the market average? In other words, how long does it take you to sell a home that's similar to mine versus what's the typical seller in my neighborhood selling for? And then one that I don't hear very often, but should be asked is what percentage of asking price do you average? So how, and that's typically directly tied to days on market. So the quicker you sell it normally, the closer you get to your asking price, but it also demonstrates to the agent's ability to advise and negotiate on your behalf efficiently. Some of the most common questions I get, one of the top ones is how much is my home worth, obviously, but then sellers will go into this is what Zillow says, or this is mm-hmm. what my mortgage lender said, or my insurance said, and those can be so far off one way or another that this is what the tax roll says is what I hear. So the best way to come up with what we think your home is going to sell for is we do what's called a comparative marketing analysis. So we're comparing your home to other homes that have sold within the last 6 to maybe 12 months. When we're going to look at the differences between the homes. So say there was a home, same year construction, very similar cosmetics, same size lot as your home, but it was 200 square feet smaller and we saw that it sold for $300,000. What I'm going to do is make an adjustment for that 200 square foot difference and let you know what that buyer would be most likely willing to pay for your house if it were 200 square foot larger. So we do that with every seller. Now, it's much simpler when you have a house that's in a platted subdivision where every house is the same builder and every lot's the same size. And one of my specialties too is helping our sellers that don't have that traditional cookie cutter house is that we're in a rural area. We have a shop, a pool, a barn, 5 acres, 3,000 square foot house. So getting narrowed down as close as we can to a value that we think buyers will pay is really, really important. It helps get you the most you can for the house. As we get into those rural areas, the range of what a buyer will be willing to pay can widen a little bit depending on what's important to that buyer. But we want to get you as close as we can so we can maximize what you get out of it.
Yes, and I think it's encouraged to go talk to different agents and see what they offer, a team versus an individual agent and different companies. Every agent out there, pretty much except from the Burks team, are independent contractors. And so even though they're at the same company, they can have different marketing plans for themselves. And so that's a good idea to ask them, you know, how much you spend on marketing? What are you going to do to market my house and get it sold, because that is your ultimate goal, is to get your house sold. And like you said, how quick does that happen? Because usually the quicker you get an offer on your property, it's usually a higher price offer than if it's been sitting there for 6 months.
Yes, absolutely. Another one of the most common questions that we hear on the seller side is, once we talk through marketing and we start talking about the property itself, is that should I make repairs to my house or sell mm-hmm. it as is? And that's a difficult one. It really depends on the house. It depends on the neighborhood. For most sellers, I recommend if their house is completely dated to 1950 and hasn't been touched, and maybe it's been lived in hard, it's hard to say where to stop on remodeling the house. Are you just going to do carpet? Are you going to do paint? Are you going to go in and do cabinets, countertops, backsplash, carpet, paint, fixtures, everything? Because then you're talking about a four-month process and $60,000, and that's a lot for the average homeowner who doesn't do that on a regular basis. And so we take a look at it as a case-by-case basis, and we can help you determine that and what might be a smart play. There are a lot of houses, you know, they were built in maybe 2018, and their house looks fantastic, doesn't even look like it's been lived in except for the carpet. They had some young kids, they had some spills or things on the carpet. Well, we might just want to go and replace the carpet on that. We look at small things like that. Those can be really dollar productive. As we get into bigger projects, it's tough to say, because it's I very rarely have homeowners who are willing just to go in and fully gut and renovate their house. There aren't very many people here in East Texas who make a living off of flipping properties. So if I say the professionals have a hard time doing it, normally I don't suggest it just the average homeowner who doesn't do that for a living.
Well, because you need the connections on finding somebody, or then you hire a contractor to be supervisor, and then that just drives the price up even more of the expense of remodeling your house. So it can get quite expensive, and I'm glad you mentioned that. A lot of times people that are flipping homes do have a hard time to break even, make enough money for their time of 4 or 5 months. Plus, it's hard if you're living in the house and this is your home and you're having all this construction go on in the house while you're living there. So it depends on how major of renovation you're talking about.
Yeah, most people don't like scraping popcorn ceilings over their bed or over there.
Oh, it's such a mess. I've gone through one and everything's covered on the floor, but it is a mess to even walk around when they're scraping all the popcorn off, because that is one of the things that can date a house. Well, Zach, you have any other questions you can think of off the top of your head you've had people ask you? I think of the renovation, or what should I do to get my house ready? Sometimes staging. They're just wanting advice about moving furniture around. Do they get rid of some furniture? Do they get rid of some photos? I know people ask those kind of questions too.
Yeah, so we advise, depends on the house. Normally, I don't mind personal photos being up as long as it's not too much. You know, sometimes I'll go into a house and they'll have 150 different family photos on one wall, and I say we need to tone it back a little bit and take a few off, or kind of rearrange so that it's not, buyers don't walk in and that's all that they see and all that they can focus on. What you want to do is try to make your house like a hotel or like a nice Airbnb the best you can. So what I mean by that is when you go into your house, if you checked into a hotel room and you walked in and you saw something in that room that would be weird, it shouldn't be in your house. So even from big things like, say you have a bunch of things on the kitchen countertop, to small things like there's a used toothbrush on the bathroom countertop. That would be strange if you saw that in a hotel room when you checked in. So it shouldn't be out in your house when it's being shown. So when you think about a hotel room, they try to make it as comfortable for everybody as they can. So they just have the basic furniture that you need, a little bit of decor, and that's it. I mean, everything's clean. It's put away. And so that's how you should think about your house as you walk in through every room. Is would there be a big pile of dirty clothes in the corner of my hotel room I checked out? Hopefully not. So that type of stuff needs to be put away and hidden for the photography and also for showings.
And there's usually not pets in hotel rooms when you walk in. So a lot of times we say get rid of all the pet items you have in your house while it's being shown. If it's you have dog bed, or if you have dog bowls, or just dog toys and things like this people are stepping over. So do try to gather those up.
That's not actually a bad idea. I think my wife would like that, if you have a hotel where you could like rent a golden retriever to come with you and just like hang out.
I mean, when I was at the hospital, they had, I was in a waiting room and here comes a dog. When I was at rehab, I had, after the rehab hospital up here, they had animals that would come every day in the rehab room. So you go work out, and you get to go pet an animal. So that was nice. So, hey, that's not a bad idea. But not everybody likes pets, so and they have to live there. That could be allergy situations or afraid, had a bad experience. So a lot of times we say, don't do that, even though it is in our minds, because we're a dog family. I think we all have one and two. Everybody else has two. Well, you have two. Ben has two. Aaron has one, and I have one. So, yes, we are a dog family, but when we recommend showing a property, it'd be best not to have the dog in the house. Well, we need to go to a break. We're going to come back and tell you about some great new listings that came on the market this week and some coming soons that are not on the internet yet, but you can find them on the Tyler House Hunter Show.
This is the Tyler House Hunter Show on 97.5 KTBB-FM and KTBB.com.
Hey, you know, there are all kinds of opinions out there where the real estate market is going and what to do about higher interest rates. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here, and as a real estate investor myself, I want to tell you that I would go for the best advice on the local market. I'm talking about the Berks team of RE/MAX professionals. Now, getting expert local advice from someone who actually lives right here and has worked in real estate for years means you will have the best information to make the right decision for you. So, even if you're thinking, well, should I sell now? Should I wait? Well, you can start by getting an accurate value on your home. Just go to the website, enter your address, and you'll have your home's value in a matter of seconds. It's just that simple, that easy, and you'll probably find that your home is worth more than you thought. Now, that piece of information alone is going to open up multiple options for you. Now, get the facts from your local real estate expert. Go online at TylerHouseHunters.com or LongviewHouseHunters.com. Go there and you can start packing.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Call Robert Duncan today at 903-596-0690 to see if you qualify to save 40% on your auto insurance.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Have your carpet seen better days? Before you spend hundreds on replacing your carpet, contact Nortex Restoration and Carpet Cleaning at NortexRestoration.com or TylerCarpetCleaning.com. We offer peace of mind when sending one of our highly skilled technicians into your home. If you have high traffic areas, pet urine, or water, no problem. Our team can handle all of your carpet concerns. Thank you for allowing Nortex to be your Tyler Carpet Cleaning Specialist. Like us on Facebook, Nortex Restoration and Carpet Cleaning.
In today's economy, many are considering investing in real estate to build wealth, but have no idea where to start. That's where Crosspoint Management Group comes in. Whether you're a homeowner thinking of renting for the first time or a seasoned investor with multiple rental properties, Crosspoint is your source for leasing and managing your property. Every potential tenant is given a rigorous background check, assuring your property is only leased to the highest quality tenants. Crosspoint also makes sure your property complies with the latest legal requirements, reducing your liability. All the hassle of management is handled by Crosspoint, from maintenance to repairs to detailed monthly financial statements. With over 30 years of residential real estate management experience, the staff of Crosspoint Management Group have the know-how to handle your leasing and management needs. Visit them online at crosspointgroup.com. Voted number one property management company in back-to-back years by Locals Love Us, Crosspoint can take the worry out of property ownership. Visit crosspointgroup.com.
Are you afraid of a bug invasion? It's that time of year when termites, fleas, roaches, ants, and yes, bed bugs can strike. Make sure that you are bug-free the entire summer. Turn to the pros at East Texas Pest Control. They've been getting rid of bugs for decades. East Texas Pest Control can take care of your bug problem permanently. Give them a call at 903-729-0831, 903-729-0831, and be bug-free forever.
Storm damage, debris on your roof, leaves clogging up your gutters? Call R&S Roofing for a free inspection of those potential roofing problems. R&S Roofing is now offering a $100 a year roof maintenance program that'll cover two yearly maintenance cleanings and repairs for your roof and gutters. The experienced staff at R&S has been in the roofing and construction business for over 20 years, and they know how to do things the right way. Call Call them today at 903-630-5008. That's 903-630-5008. R&S Roofing, installing trust daily.
This is the Tyler House Hunter Show on 97.5 KTBB-FM and KTBB.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Tyler House Hunters Radio Show. We are the Berks team at RE/MAX Professionals. We're back. We do have a few new listings coming soon and price improvements to go over with you. So if you are a buyer, you'll want to get pen and paper, maybe to take some notes. And you can find out more information about the new listings on our website, tylerhousehunters.com, if you're in the Tyler and surrounding areas, or longviewhousehunters.com, if you're in the Longview and surrounding areas. And you can call our office at 903-561-2600 to talk to an agent right now about these
new listings. Yes, first one, 900,000. This is 14851 Gold Leaf Court. It's in the Reserve subdivision, has a pool sitting on 1.4 acres with 4,200 square feet for a four bedroom, four and a half bath, three car garage. 900,000, new on the market.
New on the market as well is 16630 County Road 178 in Tyler. It's 75703. It is a three-bed, two-bath, two-car garage, 1,665 square feet, built in 2024 for $300,000.
New on the market in Hawkins, $300,000, 2239 County Road 3540. The main house is 1,324 square feet. Guest house is one-bedroom, one-bath, sitting on 2.126 acres with a storage, workshop, and a chicken pen.
At 610 Winding Brook Lane in Tyler, 75703, we have a three-bed, two-bath, two-car garage with 2,027 square feet with an office and a bonus room for $350,000.
We have a 1.1-acre lot in Van for $69,900, new on the market on Louisiana Street.
Price improvements at 313 Lakeview Drive in Hideaway. We have a three-bed, two-bath, two-car garage, 1,929 square feet with about a half an acre. That is in Hideaway, which is gated with Country Club, for $179,900.
In Big Sandy, now priced at $114,900. This is 7104 Pin Oak Road. 5.83 acres plus a pond. It already has a water and electricity on site, and a shipping container there, and already has the 50-amp RV service post.
At 111 Rose Row in Winona, we have a 322, 1635 square foot home built in 2022, and that is price improved to $269,900.
Okay, coming soon. This is ones we have not taken photos. They're not on the internet yet, but they will be shortly in Henderson for $399,000. This is 3,192 square feet sitting on a half acre, coming soon.
In Wills Point, we have 9.98 acres with a creek, spring-fed water tank, and a pasture for $190,000. That's in Wills Point.
And in Bullard, we have a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half, three-bath, two-half-baths, and a three-car garage with 3,576 square feet sitting on 0.87 of an acre. This is waterfront for $1.2 million. This is coming soon.
In Tyler on Big Oak Bay, we have a three-bed, two-bath, 2,088 square feet on 0.68 of an acre, coming soon for $135,900.
Wow, you've been busy, Zach. You can find all the listings on our website, tylerhousehunters.com, for Tyler and the surrounding areas, and Longview and the surrounding areas for Longview on longviewhousehunters.com. Of course, the coming soons are not there yet. You can call our office if you'd want more information on those, 903-561-2600. Well, this starts birthday week for us on the Berks team. Today is Everett Berks. That's my grandson's turning 11 today. We both have birthdays. Mine's May 2nd, and Zach and Michaela, his wife, both on the Berks team, May 3rd. So, yes, I had a baby the day after my birthday, and he married. So on that had the same birthday as his on May 3rd. So we celebrate a lot coming up this week. The other celebration we had this week was 46 years since I passed my real estate test. So that was an exciting time 46 years ago. Actually, it was on a Easter Sunday afternoon. I think the broker went to the office and checked his mail. That's the way we used to do things back then before computers and email, and found out that I had passed. So that was exciting. And today, having the Berks team and Crosspoint Management Group, it has grown quite a bit since I was 19 years old.
Absolutely. And so let's see what we have this week. We've got your birthday May 2nd, my birthday May 3rd, Michael's birthday May 3rd. I'm going to be 29.
Right. That's not right.
You're going to be 49?
I think so, yes. When I just said I was 46 years in real estate, I think the numbers don't add up.
Zach. They did it differently back then. You could, you know, as a toddler, you could get your real estate license. They didn't have any verification online.
Well, it's funny you said they don't have verification. I actually called about education. I thought, well, I might just check on what classes I took, whatever. They didn't even have it a record anymore. They said it was so long ago. So I don't think they keep that good of records from that many years ago. But anyway, it's exciting. We love what we do on the Berks team. We've been doing it quite a while. And it is, someone said, it really is a family business. Yes, all three of my sons are in the business with me, as well as my daughter-in-law. We love what we do. We'd love to help you. Give us a call, 903-561-2600. Well, we're finished the show today. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to the Berks team of RE/MAX Professionals.
This is the Tyler House Hunter Show on 97.5 KTBB-FM and KTBB.com.